You've dodged more flesh-eating crazies on the way, and at this art piece, you have time to think. Something doesn't make sense. You have a nasty aching scratch on your ankle, and while Mary has given it to you, she's fine. She skips ahead, singing. The gardens seem peaceful. Not a lot of zombie activity. Have they not migrated this far yet? You feel dizzy, nauseous, and when you reach for your ankle, you see it's turned green. No, you can't be infected. You turn to see a white coat flash past you. You recognize Professor Lovejoy, a lecturer from last year. He walks briskly through the gardens. Seeing him gives you an idea. Mary, you say, show me your hands. She holds them out, and you inspect under her tiny fingernails. Skin and blood. Possibly your skin and blood, from when she scratched you. Professor Lovejoy! You yell. He stops and turns around. You jog up to him, Mary in tow.
There's a terrible outbreak, he says, as he wrings his old hands. You shouldn't be out here, exposed.
I know, and I need a favor. His grey eyes show concern.
Are you okay? You haven't been bitten?
Not bitten, scratched. Probably does the same thing. You push Mary forward. I think Mary here has infected me, but she's not showing any symptoms. He's read your mind.
We should take her antibodies, immediately.
Mary reluctantly follows you towards the professor's labs. The groans of zombies are louder than when you first entered the garden. You trail behind, vision blurring. So hungry. But you have to stay focused. The blood transfusion will take some time, but it's worth the wait. You can hold on. This is your best shot at survival.